I really, really like anniversaries. And not just birthdays or weddings or ordination anniversaries. I like to celebrate baptismal dates and First Communion and confirmation. I like anniversaries of meeting people, of starting school, of finishing school, of big games and big days. I even like to remember the anniversary of a last meeting or a last conversation. We bring to prayer those last meetings before a friendship or a family relationship was changed, though not ended, when a dear one was called to the house of the Father. There are all kinds of anniversaries to celebrate. 165 years ago, yesterday, a little girl named Bernadette gathered wood for the fire in the stone grotto next to the river in the little village of Lourdes in France. She was about her mother's business, and she met the Mother of God. No storm or lightning, no burning bush, no carved tablets of stone. The little Bernadette saw only the simple smile of the beautiful lady, dressed in white with a sash of blue, whose fingers held a rosary in prayer. It was just Bernadette and the beautiful lady that day. 3 weeks later, there would be more than 20,000 people gazing at the grotto, hoping to see Our Lady. There was a spring of water now which brought the healing of heaven to the people of earth. Cures upon cures, both physical and spiritual, accompanied the daily prayers of the pilgrims. Where once there had been a stone grotto where the city left its trash, now there is a fountain of grace and glory flowing with the waters of healing and hope. 81 years ago this May, Our Lady took possession of another piece of land. She claimed another space, and it wasn't next to a poor village in France, and she didn't make a personal appearance. 81 years ago this May, the Bishop of Raleigh designated this place, near the military base in a very small city, as the parish of Our Lady of Lourdes. Our Lady seems to like those small and unexpected places. Think about Bethlehem, or the home at Nazareth, or the wedding at Cana, or the upper room praying with the apostles. Our Lady seems to like those small and unexpected places. At Lourdes in France, Our Lady asked that people come in prayerful procession. She asked them to pray for sinners. She invited them to bring the sick and the suffering. She wanted them to be healed by the waters that flow from the fountain of grace and glory. She wanted that in France, and she wants it in Monroe. She invites us to join in a prayerful procession each week to share in the worship of her Son. Our Lady invites us, we who are sick and suffering with the poisons that the world inflicts upon us, to come and be comforted by the loving smile of the loving Lady. She wants to bring us, we who know our need for mercy, to the wedding feast of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. She wants to bring us, the children of God who gather in her house, to the waters of the fountain of grace and glory. But then, my dear brothers and sisters, she wants the fountain to overflow, like the waters that flowed through and from the temple. Our Lady sends us out as streams of grace flowing from the fountain of grace and glory in the city of the living God. grace and glory flow from here to bring grace and glory to our community. So that means that when the young student is doing her homework this week and praying her prayers in preparation for her first Holy Communion in May, the waters are flowing from the fountain of grace and glory. When one of our teenagers rejects this week an invitation to use drugs that are poisoning our county at this very moment, then the waters are flowing from the fountain of grace and glory. When mothers are praying for patience on Tuesday and fathers are praying for wisdom on Thursday or Friday or Saturday, then the waters are flowing from the fountain of grace and glory. And when the children of God of every age gather to join in prayer, in worship, and in the feast when heaven breaks open and joins this community, the waters are flowing from the fountain of grace and glory. 20 years ago, this July, God called a bishop from this place. Now, day after day, and week after week, and year after year, God calls his saints from this community. God calls you and me. Our Lady calls you and me. The Church calls you and me, here and now, in this very place, and at this very altar. We are called to the feast of grace and glory. Amen.